College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Mississippi State head coach Ben Howland. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also, want you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in the show. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. And I was on the road again last week, saw a number of different schools. Northwestern, to me, looks like a legitimate 4-5 seed in the NCAA tournament. Wildcats could be the second-best team in the Big Ten behind Michigan State. That league obviously in transition at the top with the new head coaches in place at Indiana and Ohio State. Notre Dame, really like what they have in terms of the returning talent, but you know, spending time with Mike Bray, he's very encouraged about how the Irish could be defensively with guys like Rex Fluke and also TJ Gibbs, a little bit more elusive on the perimeter than they've been in years past. Not as much spot-up shooting aside from Matt Farrell. Also took in a really good practice at Illinois. First-year head coach Brad Underwood obviously has had tremendous success at Stephen F. Austin and last year at Oklahoma State. The guy is 27-3. In February, during his 4 years as a head coach. You want a name to keep an eye on right now if you're looking for under-the-radar freshmen nationally. The guy to put in bold print from Illinois is Mark Smith. He was Mr. Basketball in the state of Illinois. Can play multiple positions, all of 225 pounds. Going to be one of the top freshmen in the Big Ten. And then I wrapped up my travels in St. Louis. And look, I think that St. Louis right now, from a talent perspective, is a top three or four team in the Atlantic 10. Seven newcomers who all will play this year for Travis Ford, and two top 100 freshmen that I think have an excellent chance to be the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Year. Will be one or the other, in my opinion. Will either be Jordan Goodwin, the lead guard, or Hassan French. Now, chemistry is still going to be an issue for St. Louis. That will be something to track and monitor. Anytime you have a lot of newcomers, always want to track chemistry and the evolution of that chemistry. That's something that Ben Howland had to deal with last year at Mississippi State. He is entering his third season in Starkville as head coach of the Bulldogs, and Ben Howland joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Mississippi State is entering its third season under Ben Howland, and the aforementioned head coach joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein right now. And coach, you've had tremendous success in your third season at your three prior head coaching stops, Northern Arizona, Pitt, and UCLA. Why has year three brought out the best in Ben Howland and his basketball teams?
Well, typically when you take over a program and they've made a coaching change, it's because it's a tough situation. So usually in your first year, it's always been rough, at least for me and every one of my stops. Year two, we've had some good years, some solid years. The Pitt went to the finals of the Big East tournament, which was a great accomplishment. It was the first time ever. Went to the NCAA tournament at UCLA in our second year. But in the third year, you now have a group of guys that you've recruited in that first recruiting class that are back for their second season and have some experience, and now you're adding another class, so you should have two classes in typically. And so usually you're building and you're on your way in your third year. We're hoping that this year, my third year at Mississippi State, is going to be a very good year, and I'm excited about our team. I think we've got a really good group. We have a lot returning from last year. We've added a couple of very good players and Nick Weatherspoon, Abdul Adu, who sat out last year for us but wasn't able to play. I'm really optimistic about this year's team. Our biggest key is just staying healthy. If we can stay healthy, we have a chance to be a good team.
Does this situation compare most to the one you had in year three at Northern Arizona, Pitt, or UCLA?
Oh, you know, I don't know if it compares to any of them exactly. Everywhere is different. Everywhere is, the SEC, for example, this year is really, really good. I mean, our conference will be among the top three in the country. We'll have, I'm guessing, 7 or 8 teams that will end up being in the NCAA tournament. You know, last year the SEC had Florida, South Carolina, and Kentucky, all the Elite Eight. This league is really on the uprise in men's basketball, and consequently, it's going to be incredibly challenging. Every night is a dogfight at the SEC.
You know, returning players are always more important than incoming ones in college basketball. Your first year, you inherited a veteran team from your predecessor at Mississippi State, and then last year you had, you know, pretty much a team comprised of freshmen. What is it like during early stages in practice to finally have guys back that have been there the year prior?
Well, it's been great. And last year, just to clarify, John, we had the youngest team in the United States out of 352 Division I programs. Our team was the youngest, had the least amount of experience. You know, the majority of those guys are all back, and we have Sue Weatherspoon, who's in his third year, along with Eric Holman. Xavier Stapleton had his first season the last few years for his health during the summer, so he made some real progress. Those are three juniors. We don't have a senior in the program. We have a very good, talented sophomore class led by Lamar Peters, who had a great summer and really was capped off at the Peters Nations. Being tapped is probably the most surprise player there, and now they have him on the draft boards as a lottery pick. You look at NBA draft net. I mean, Nick Weatherspoon and Abdul Adu are both new and young as freshmen, but they bring a sense of toughness and physicality that adds to the rest of the guys you're joining. And I'm excited about other returners. Tyson Carter, Eli Wright are going to have real good years for us at the wings. I'm really confident that our front line's improved. Snyder Harad will be a much better inside player for us. He played over 20 minutes a game last year for us. Our depth up front, Keyshawn Fizell, another freshman, gives us depth at the power forward with E.J. Datcher. We have 11 players on scholarship, so we're a team that cannot afford to get a major injury. That being said, I think we are much improved and have really been excited about our practices and looking forward to getting started. It's just right around the corner.
Well, you know, you've mentioned the youth that your team had last year, but it did show some great signs early. You were 12-5 after a stretch in the SEC where you beat Texas A&M and you played Kentucky very, very tough. What do you think happened after that Kentucky game?
I think we lost a lot of close games with a young team. I had some key injuries. We had IJ Reddy go down. But hey, I'm not interested in last year. Our guys that returned from last year learned from adversity. I think they got a lot tougher. It's about what they gained that returned from last year, what they learned. What they learned is this league is really, really good, and it's even better this year. The SEC is going to be phenomenal. We're a much improved team. I think our depth on the front line has improved in terms of our size. And our key for us, again, I'll keep repeating, we stay healthy. I feel really good of our chances night in and night out against anybody.
You know, you've talked obviously about the SEC's rise, and, you know, obviously we saw it in the NCAA tournament last year. You've coached in the Big East. You've coached in the Pac-10 before it expanded to the Pac-12. Where does this SEC rank potentially in terms of the best leagues that you've ever coached in?
Well, there's no question that this league is going to be really, really good this year and in years to come. The Big East was phenomenal. During my tenure, my 4 years at Pitt, great league, UConn and Syracuse, actually, both won national championships, you know, right in that era. Obviously very good teams. You know, when I was in the Pac-12, I think in 2008, that was probably the best year ever, top to bottom for that league. When you look at all the players that came out of that conference, and this league is no different. When I look up and down this league, it is incredibly talented. And it's not just Kentucky, it's everybody. I mean, Robert Williams of Texas A&M was a lottery pick this last year. I mean, he'll be one of the better players in college basketball, no question. And they're going to be really good. I mean, Alabama's got a great team this year. But you can say that, and Missouri's got the number one player coming out of high school in the country. There's so many good teams in our league and good coaches. That and that's what makes it fun. When every night, boy, you better show up, be ready to play. And that's how it is in SEC football. That's what's happening in basketball now in our conference.
Mississippi State head coach Ben Hanlon joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Ben, we get back to your team right now, and you know the backbone of Ben Hanlon coached teams at Pitt and UCLA was tough and tenacity defensively. How will this team look defensively compared to the first two you had at Mississippi State?
Well, I think we have more depth in the backcourt. Our strength is in the backcourt. We're going to have to change because our depth, I think our biggest weakness is depth at the power forward position. We're going to play small at times. So we'll play Stapleton at times at the power forward, and we're going to have to play a little differently defensively. Have to maybe press some, fall back to a zone, take advantage of the matchups offensively that he would cause problems trying to match up with him as a four for other teams who are trying to guard him. I think that we're going to still be a very good man-to-man team in time because of our quickness, our toughness. And I love, you know, Weatherspoon's, both Nick and Q's ability to guard the ball. Same thing with Lamar Peters. I think that Eli Wright's going to be a very good perimeter defender. I like the fact that Abdul Du has a 7'5" wingspan with the claw at the middle and blocks of shots, along with Rod. You know, Eric Holman last year was one of the top three shot blockers in our league in conference games. We're all a year older. We had a really good summer. I've really been pleased thus far with our practices. So I think we've got a real chance to make a good, positive step forward in this year in my third season.
You've really made your name as a coach by the development that you've showed at the lead guard position. At Pitt, it was obviously Brandon Knight. At UCLA, it was Darren Collison, Jordan Farmar, Russell Westbrook. You have another elite guard in freshman Nick Weatherspoon. Where does he compare at this stage to other elite freshmen that you've had as a head coach?
You know, I think Nick's going to be a really good player. Unfortunately, he just sprained his ankle, so I don't know how long that puts him out for. Yesterday, but I'm assuming he'll be back here in the next, you know, 3 to 5 days. X-rays were negative. That being said, you know, he and Lamar Peters at that position, and I've been really blessed. I had Carl Krauser and Brandon Knight at Pitt. We had Darren Collison starting, as a player with both Russell Westbrook in the backcourt and Drew Holiday, who is obviously a great point guard. You never have enough point guards, John. The more point guards, the merrier, because they make plays for others. Guys that can make plays for themselves and make plays for others are high-level players, and that's what you want as a coach.
What returning player from last year's young nucleus do you think has made the biggest jump?
You know, I think there's a number of them that made a big jump, but I really like what both Tyson Carter and Eli Wright have done in their offseason. I think Lamar Peters made a huge jump this summer. I think he's much improved. I think Schneider Rod has become a better player. So I'm excited about, you know, those guys that were freshmen last year in terms of coming back for their sophomore campaigns.
Mississippi State head coach Ben Hanlon joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein, year three for Coach Hanlon in Starkville. Ben, what's the biggest thing you know about Mississippi State now that you didn't know when you first took the post?
You know, I've been here now about 2.5 years. I just really love our fans. the fact that in the state of Mississippi, there is no professional sports. So people really, really love your Mississippi State and follow it, follow every team. I mean, our football games, our baseball games, our women's basketball games, all our sports are attended really well. There's a passion and a love for the school and for the athletic programs. It is really special, and I had no idea how good it was when I arrived, and it was really something.
You know, you coached in a great sports city in Pittsburgh. You obviously coached in the Fishbowl, that is UCLA, when you were in Los Angeles. What has the experience been coaching in a college town when really the last two places you coached at the highest level were really the polar opposite?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I love the college town experience. I think it's great for students, number one. You know, Starkville is a small college town, and the whole town surrounds itself around the university. Like, the university is a great school, a lot of exciting research going on here. You look at, you know, what Mississippi State's famous for. I mean, we have over 4,000 engineering students here. I mean, it is a big-time school. And I think it's just fun to have a small college town where everybody comes to the games from the outside. Like, you know, this weekend coming up, we're playing Kentucky. And our homecoming game in football, it's going to be bedlam. It's going to be absolutely crazy. So much fun. You know, the whole tailgating. I just love the atmosphere. And that's true. When you're here for baseball, the top 10 ever attendance records for a single baseball game in college are all at Mississippi State. I mean, they love their teams here at Mississippi State. They love their basketball. The Hump is a great, great facility for college basketball. Reminds me of where I played, the event center, in terms of the size of the building and how loud it gets. So I'm really, really enthused by our fans and the support that we get.
You know, Ben, you've had obviously the benefit of, you said you coached in the Big East Conference, you coached at UCLA, and you had a relationship with obviously everybody involved with that great program. And, you know, when you get older, obviously everybody says you get wiser. You also had a chance, obviously, at UCLA to develop a kinship with John Wooden. I'm curious, once you have that experience, what are the daily or weekly things that you share with any team that you're coaching just by being in somebody like that's presence?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that. One of the things that I require people to do is to read Chuck Wooden's book, Thoughts and Observations by John R. Wooden. It's a little blue book, about 135 pages. It is really a phenomenal book because there's so many, you know, thoughts come from, you know, his childhood, his upbringing. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you're not only trying to be a good coach, you're trying to be a good mentor and trying to help this young man, you know, grow up, be, you know, good, productive family men, fathers, good people, good, you know, role models for others. And the thing I love about our kids this year is the culture. And the culture starts with the coach and setting the right tone. And I really made an effort to do that, and I'm excited about how our kids have responded this year.
Well, we know, obviously, that, you know, it's an exciting time for Mississippi State, and we know that health is obviously a big key along with, you know, a lot of other things. If you have all hands on deck this year, what do you think are realistic expectations for your team?
I think a realistic expectation is to go into every game that we play with the expectation we're going to win. Are we going to win every game? No. But we're going to have that kind of expectation level because I think our guys are going to be tough. They're going to fight. They're going to be together. We're going to present problems with our quickness, our ability to shoot. We're going to get after defensively. We've got to be a really good rebounding team because we're going to play small. But it's always fun to go into every game expecting to win.
Well, man, we appreciate, obviously, a couple minutes. Know how busy you are. Stay healthy and look forward to covering your team along the way.
Thanks, John. Appreciate being on with you. Take care.
We'd like to thank Mississippi State head coach Ben Hallen for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. Once again, we're the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And Audible makes getting more books in your life easy. What's not to love about that? They have an absolutely unbeatable selection of audiobooks, all with fantastic performances. You can easily transform your long commute ride with Audible. Right now, you can start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free. You have to go to audible.com/collegehoops. Audible has an outstanding collection of exclusive originals, short stories, and comedy, plus the best of news, podcasts, and more. Handpicked and continuously refreshed, be sure to check out audible.com/hoops to start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook free. Now that we've got you all set up with Audible, we will now get to our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Again, send me your questions on Twitter every week. I'll get to them. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And our first question right now comes from Bryce Littlepage. And it's, John, what do you think of Kentucky's point guard situation? Are they lacking the traditional explosive playmaker? Look, I saw Kentucky practice last week, and I know that people don't obviously want to hear this, but it's obviously the truth. You are not going to have, okay, a point guard like you had last year in De'Aaron Fox. You're not going to have a Brandon Knight or a John Wall. However, I think you got two guys in Kwadi Green and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that are going to play that position at a really high level. The interesting thing, though, when you look at Kentucky this year, other than Kevin Knox and probably P.J. Washington and potentially Nick Richards, you don't have guys on that team that you say is a, you know, sure thing one and done. Hamidou Diallo you could probably throw in that mix. But again, these guys haven't done it yet. They haven't been going against defensive schemes that's going to take away some of their strengths. It's going to be really interesting to see how all this transpires when Kentucky gets going. Our next question comes from Chris Mastrangelo. It's, John, your thoughts on UConn men's basketball going into this season? Look, I think UConn is in a pack of teams right now in the American Conference behind, obviously, Cincinnati and Wichita State. I think 3 through 7 in that conference is extremely close together. I will see the Huskies on October 30th for their exhibition game. And our next question comes from Daniel. It's, John, do you see St. Louis making the big dance this season? I think that St. Louis has a chance to be a team that could play its way into the tournament out of the Atlantic 10, but the non-conference portion of the schedule is going to be critical. St. Louis will play in the 2K Sports Classic in Madison Square Garden against Virginia Tech, and then either against Providence or Washington, and then it will also have a road game at Butler. St. Louis also doing a series with Houston too. So you have to make hay in the early portion of the schedule if you're going to be in a situation in a league like the Atlantic 10 where you hope to be an at-large team in the NCAA tournament. That's our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rossi, and that means it's time for some Nuggets.
Five good Nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, free at last. The NCAA announced last week that it could not conclude any academic violations in the North Carolina case. What this obviously showed me is that we can't believe everything that we hear. I got a call 30 minutes prior to the NCAA's release from somebody with a direct tie to North Carolina's program telling me that the penalties were going to be really bad. Obviously not. Like we saw a couple of weeks ago with the FBI probe, we saw a lot of smoke filling the sport in terms of what was going to happen, what schools were going to be next. You can't always believe everything that you hear. Nugget number two, the unsung Hokie. That's Virginia Tech's Kerry Blackshear. 2 years ago, during 16 games, he played 20 or more minutes. His stats, 8.6 points per game, 6.6 rebounds per game. This could be a double-double guy for the Hokies and Buzz Williams in 17-18. Nugget number three, drive the car. Don't be shocked if Penn State's Tony Carr emerges as the best guard in the Big Ten by January. His numbers last year as a freshman, just over 13 points a game, just under 5 rebounds, just over 4 assists. This kid's a stud. Nugget number 4, baffling American choices. Not obviously our country, but rather the American Conference. Two things stood out from Media Day in the American Conference for me.
last Monday in Philadelphia when the league released everything. Temple was picked seventh. I can tell you that with Josh Brown back, there is no way that Temple will finish seventh in this league. And also, nobody from Cincinnati who was picked to win the league ahead of Wichita State was on the first team all-conference. Not Gary Clark, not Jacob Evans, not Jaron Cumberland, not Kyle Washington. Have a hard time agreeing with that, but that is why everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what makes horse racing. Nugget number five on the road again. I'm back on the road this week going to see Oakland, one of the top mid-majors in the country under Greg Campy. Michigan State, Michigan, shoot down to Middle Tennessee, and then head out west to see Arizona and Arizona State. I will be in Tucson for Arizona's red-blue game on Friday night. Would like to thank Mississippi State head coach Ben Hallen for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.